call this meeting of the Urban Renewal Agency to order. It's 7.
Don Brenner, President.
Dan Richard, President.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Alpine High School, one of the things we talked about, factual, but just for vision casting, how to do renderings for some of that process, and it's pretty expensive. How could we do that locally by engaging our local high school in the art, following some rules, following some guidelines, and then putting some of that information just to plant seeds? A lot of, I could get into a whole bunch of other things, but just to end is follow up with the local high school, and we're hoping to be able to engage.
What do you hear about the grant?
Tyler said it's pretty automatic, so I'm hoping to hear something pretty quick. We submitted.
These physical, are these like just illustrating, or is this like?
Illustrating.
The Orchard District, the, you know how cities break up their city? No, not like that.
No.
They're not big enough.
It's simple.
Well.
How do you do this?
Right, well, I would, exactly.
There's a couple of plots, like the, where St. Charles is, and then where the proposed medical facility is. Basically have them draw that in, so buildings that would look like that.
Correct.
Some restaurants that are down there, maybe getting an idea.
An augmented reality.
Yes, an augmented, perfect, thank you for saying that.
The other, just Huntington, really, okay. The other thing it could do is, these students, oh, we could say, hey, look, this is possible, this is what a dual barrier.
Business owners have, that they can't.
Right.
Visualize what I would do, let alone what it's gonna look like.
Saying that for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's the second part of this that would help with, is.
What's the question? Would you conceivably take a block?
Oh, nice. Yeah, filling in gaps of infill and what.
The enthusiasm for people to look at.
Right.
The front that they're going to have, that would be something nice to put in, right in front.
So that we haven't stopped, there is things going on with urban renewal, it may not seem like it, but you guys are doing things, and you'll have things brought to you.
You need to give us a talking points, because they're, well, what do you do at that meeting? What is urban renewal?
Yeah, absolutely.
We talk about spending money we don't have.
Well, we talk about spending money we have, and it just doesn't extend.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I'm having your one grant that he's having trouble finding, his one contractor.
Program itself, so. The art teacher was a little less enthusiastic about it, as but the principal was.
Well, I wonder if, say for instance, that these kids are modern art as opposed to architectural kind of rendering, could we extend that to COCC or OSC?
So once we give him, I just met with him Thursday, out for him so that they can visualize what it looks like. He only said we have 3 or 4 students that might be capable. And they asked about the CAD portion, that's not something that we're interested in. You know, part of transit rules and guidelines that they would have to follow. And I was an artist, I could answer that question, but I.
Those CAD programs that can do a rendering type of thing.
There's a lot that they can do with Adobe Pro, so they can take pictures of, like, say, the front of our
and
building.
Add into
and then they can superimpose in multiple different ways.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be what I did for the city.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me would be a real step up when it comes to college.
You might inspire one of them. They may never have even given any thought to that.
Exactly.
Kind of, you know, architectural firms still to this day, even with all this unique talent. Yeah, it's an art, yeah. Yeah.
City of Peace.
So we walks that still give me a little bit of heartburn in. Yeah, those are expensive.
Post.
We could do the cheap mid-state.
Other city and mid-state.
I agree. Any way possible, so.
And they were hit by cars or snowplows or whatever. They were replaced with temporaries. The temporaries have held
nice.
Stronger. They look nicer. And now, as the other ones start to go out, or they're replacing those with the newer ones. It's in that fashion.
I never noticed them before until I started looking at different light options, because we're tapped out on mid-state, but I did talk to him about Finley. I did talk to him about Finley a little bit, and there will be some help with that, but it's still.
Estimate
about $20,000.
The current sidewalks that are being put in by the builder, 2970 Ham, and then right Ham to Finley?
No, we just start from where he left off, $1,000, so it's not gonna go very far, so we're lucky to stretch it out there. But, it's gonna take some easement.
Allow you to plow the snow.
Well, we'll allow you not to have to pay for sidewalks.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is they'll eventually have to put sidewalks in anyway if they do anything. When they go to develop, they don't have to put in sidewalks, so.
Be the devil's advocate, you know?
Yep.
This is a fun.
This is true.
Pavement, will the sidewalk just be floating in the right of way and it'll be dirt? No, I'm just saying you have a bid and I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause there's.
Figure it out.
Congratulations.
Talk to Crescent Creek Homeowners Association about removing those trees. I would appreciate it if someone already sent them a letter. And one of the other homeowners, a little pressure from the city, maybe they will do something. But right now, she said, well, those are just small trees, we should wait till next spring. I said, bump the snow off the road now. Or not now, but just.
They could give us some preliminary drawings.
Yeah, but they didn't.
They never really had an application.
Yeah.
Right, cause they were getting their contractor.
JCJ Building, they said, I don't mind if cars are sitting on 97. I'm the only one in town that.
Well, that's a problem.
You can put that off the record.
I think it's more of a, I think people are confused, I've heard several times. And you're making it from the travel lane, so in your mind, you're thinking, well, you know, they put all these turn lanes in and now I can't use it.
Right.
And.
People try to get out of the way, so the traffic.
And you're not supposed to get out of the way, you're supposed to just stop and people stop behind you and make the turn. It's supposed to slow traffic, yes, slowing traffic, yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
I guess that was their design.
Well, they're only supposed to be going 35 anyway, so.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they are.
Well, but.
And there's tractor and trailer.
So you just.
And what happens is, everyone's turning through their business.
They're going ahead of time and going through the parking lot, is that what they're?
Yeah, they're stopping before the crosswalk and turning through their parking lot. So you drive it left down fourth, you just stop before the crosswalk.
We have two different things we're talking about. We're right, when ODOT came in and said that they were going to put our idea behind it was to speed traffic up through Lapine so it wouldn't stop. So now we're saying, we don't care, let's stop the center of Lapine instead of stopping by the exit.
No, the ODOT, they don't wanna speed it up necessarily, get the word speed up, but they wanna keep things moving. What you want town is you do want things slowed down, you want traffic climate is looking at it and how to keep moving, which is why automatically you look.
Look left and right.
You look left and right. Burger shop, I didn't even know that was there. Oh, look, Cinco de Mayo, I didn't know that was back there. Oh, look, there's, you know, look at that Napa New sign or whatever. You automatically see things you don't normally see. It's a fact.
We go get me through this town. ODOT, on the record, ODOT doesn't know what they're doing. We should have a bypass around town to let tracks, trucks, and people that aren't driving.
I think that would be.
We are not, I don't think Lapine is ready for, I agree in the future we will be. In the future, there's no doubt Lapine will be able to handle it. Right now is not the time.
If there were any bypass, it would be a trucks only bypass.
Oh, I don't know how you do that. I've seen trucks only bypasses in Nevada. I've used them.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, but I would never try to deter cars through, but moving freight maybe, you know, that's the only thing.
You do, I do it all the time. If you're traveling, you do all the time. I do.
If I get slowed down with a town, two adults and two grandkids.
If I see something cute and I go by, I make sure on the way back we'll stop or I will stop. We find a plan.
You know, cause you're from that area. We just did, you know, Vermont and between Vermont. Even on the biggest freeway we were on, there was like one time that you could go 65. It was mostly 55. It took you through all these little towns on the two-lane roads, which, of course, for us, that's why we were there. So it was one stop, and we looked at things and all of that. I was amazed with that whole corridor there. There wasn't big expressways and freeways. It reminded me of the old 99 back in the olden days. Yeah, it was lovely.
Right, but there's lots of towns, like Elmira, Washington is a very good example. It's between Grand Coulee and Spokane. Amaru Washington, the idea because of their town fathers that no traffic coming through our town. We want our own little nice town that people pull into. So they run the highway about 300 yards off of the road, just went by there. Their town is dead to this day. And it had huge, huge hotels, historic districts, just nobody stops.
And there, right, and was self-sufficient enough and was a draw.
It was already big
tourist
enough.
It wasn't big, it was touristy enough that, and they did the byway where it was the most byway you've ever seen in your life because it went right over the lake.
All
around
the
way.
Around
the way. But that's a real issue.
That's
why the trucks don't go there on that route, plus the railroad crossing.
The railroad crossing is an issue, and that's nothing we can mess with right now. That's $300,000 just to put a railroad crossing in there.
Right, actually, just there.
You can cross all you want. You just go right in.
How much longer are they going to check out the out there before they finally make up their mind?
5 years.
5 years more?
I'm going to put a hot dog stick.
That's
with the best
news.
If we
get
right
enough
now.
Snow this year, we'll just turn it into a nice little sled hill.
Oh, there you go.
People
and I'll sell hot dogs there.
Yeah.
The U of O students wanted to turn it into a snow park and
It's got a beautiful view. It's got a view of all the mountains around. That's the highest land structure.
By the way, if you haven't, the new, they are gorgeous.
Yeah.
They are gorgeous. Inside, I got a tour the other day. Second floor, you can see Paulina. It's just absolutely fabulous. So I'm like, wow, they should have been market rate. But those people are getting great homes and
still looking for new people for the next
phase.
I think they have a waiting list now, though, they said.
And they had somebody for this three, but they're looking for their next set.
Yeah.
And they might start their three this winter. They haven't decided.
They're going to try to get foundations in.
Great addition to our community.
Yes.
Thanks for coming out. Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah. Good meeting again.
Wait and see what the school, he come back from school. He comes back from the art class.
We need a turn.